Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week I find someone of interest to talk about it with. And this week, you guys, I have hit the jackpot because I have the associate editor of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Julian Smirk. How you doing, Julian?
I'm really good, Steel. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being had. I'm very excited to get your insight. Now, we met on perhaps... It's up there on one of the best days of my life. If people remember, we did the podcast up in Sydney where I went to see the IMAX preview and I actually got to interview Harrison Ford that day.
So I saw that online. It was pretty hilarious.
And if you haven't already, you can listen to that, all the goings on around that Sydney fan event on episode 71, day 2, which is the day of the actual IMAX preview and the interview with Harrison Ford. It is, you get to pretty much, it's an audio diary of myself going through all these events as they happen. It was very bizarre.
Surreal moment.
The whole day was surreal. In fact, because you came up to me, we went to the IMAX preview and Disney put on this secret thing where we got to see 9 minutes of footage and it was the Jakku Millennium Falcon chase. And for some reason, you recognized me off Instagram and I was like a bit stunned because I'd just seen 9 minutes of the new Star Wars film and then Harrison Ford had come out and asked us not to tell anyone what was in the 9 minutes. So I was already having peak day. I'd met BB-8 on television that morning. So I was just... And then you come up and asked me what I thought about it and you said that you worked on it editing and I was like... On that film, Star Wars. You worked on Star Wars. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, so you worked on Star Wars.
It's so funny. Like, before I actually went out from LA over to Sydney for that event, one of my co-workers that I work with who sent me over was saying, okay, you're going to have to go to Australia, you're going to go to Sydney and, you know, basically tech check this, you know, do a run through, make sure everything's going to present really well for you guys on the day. And I was like kind of out of the loop here because we were so in mayhem at the time, just trying to finish the film because there was so many things going on with the mix and, you know, last minute picture changes, all that sort of stuff. I was flicking through Instagram looking at all the pictures and for some reason it just popped up in my Instagram feed, probably because it was a Star Wars thing. And I saw you had posted the invitation to this event.
Yes.
So I actually copied the picture from your Instagram and sent it to my coworker and said, is this what I'm doing in Australia? Question mark. Because he hadn't given me any information yet. So you had the info before I did.
I'm always leaking information to people at Bad Robot. That is...
It was kind of hilarious. So when I saw you there, I was like, I have to go up and say hi and say thanks for the information. You were probably like, who is this guy? What's going on?
Well, I was with my TV producer, Rob McKnight, who produces the show I was working for, Studio 10. And I was just like, what was that? What was that dude about? And then you asked if I liked the clip. And I think I would have nodded. And I actually afterwards just went outside and just started bawling. It was
oh really?
It was
oh my god,
too much.
Wow, you looked like you're in a daze, but a good one. Like you'd just seen pretty awesome footage. And I, you know, I'm sorry to throw that question on you right after you saw the 9 or 10 minutes of the movie for the very first time. But it, you know, it's always an interesting thing. You know, having worked on it for so long, it's always good. You know, it's like the first introduction for us to get feedback from people and go, did you like it? Is it any good? Of course, we thought it was good, but you never know.
Yeah, well, you definitely opened strong with that clip. And I couldn't work out why you'd be out as well, but that explains it. You were there to make sure it all ran smooth. So, they didn't do that around the world. It was just...
They did, actually. We do that on most films, but we divide and conquer. So JJ went to Korea and to Japan, and then we had Kathy Kennedy and Oscar Isaac and Lupita Nyong'o went to, down to Mexico City. And so another assistant, Brad, that worked on the film with us, went down to Mexico City. I went to Australia. And as my co-worker Ben always says, you know, we send you to Australia because, you know, you speak the language. So
you know what a mobile phone is.
Exactly. Or the other crazy lingo that we have down there, which baffles most Americans, which is hilarious. But and then there was another guy, Nate Orloff, who went to the Asia region, you know, to do that. So, we kind of divided and conquered.
And how was it? You know, I'm sure that scene would have taken months and months and months to put together. How was it to watch people watch it for the first time?
Oh my god, the audience reaction in that room for one of the first times that anybody had ever seen anything. It was just truly amazing to get that response. I mean, the funny thing about it is we screened the trailer that was already online. It had already been out. Everybody, the world had seen the trailer. But we started screening the trailer. And right as the Lucasfilm logo comes up, before any of the trailer even starts, there's this massive round of applause. You were there. You heard it all. And then right when the trailer finished, somebody yells out, "Play it again." I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
And then
actually,
instead of playing it again, we play the 9-10 minute reel, which hopefully was a better thing to do because it's new footage for people to see.
I was really confused because I was like, are they just going to show previews? Have I overhyped what we're seeing right now? Because it was very mysterious what we'd been invited to. And then when it started, it was... to go in midway through the film, it was... intense.
Yeah, it's that's true. I mean, I'm pretty sure that JJ picked that clip very purposefully to, you know, not give away too much, give like a nice introduction to the new characters in the film, you know, with Finn and Rey, and then have a nice, awesome sort of action set piece that's a really fun ride that people can just sort of get hyped up about seeing the film. Yeah. So it was a good chunk of stuff to show everyone.
I was... perfect. Like, you know, it was funny, good interaction, and then the Falcon reveal was just...
That's great. That garbage over there, right?
Yeah, it was the best. Now, you're from Australia, you're from Perth, which for our worldwide listeners is where Melbourne and Sydney is. Perth's on the other side of Australia, and there's a giant desert in between, and it's known as the most isolated city in the world.
That's true.
And... you're over now here in America and you've worked on, you know, Star Trek Into Darkness, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Super 8, Star Trek, Mission Impossible 3, and we won't go into it, but The Hot Chick.
No, let's talk about that. We can talk about that film for like an hour.
But
it's a whole nother podcast.
You know, that is you essentially looked out to the suns of Tatooine and went to the big smoke. How did you get from Perth? Like, for me, you know, we were talking about before, you know, my wife Jacqueline's out here working and stuff. I admire anyone that can pack up their life and have a shot.
Yeah.
How did you make it from Perth to Santa Monica?
Well, the short version of that story is my wife and I left Perth back in 99, long time ago, and we just wanted to travel, see the world. And so we spent, as us Aussies like to do, because we're the island in the middle of nowhere that, you know, once you get out, see the rest of the world, you want to keep going before you come back. So we ended up doing this big you know, huge stint of travel for about 7 or 8 months back then, with a final destination being Vancouver, Canada. We knew that before we started, because we can get working visas part of the British Commonwealth kind of thing. So we ended up in Canada working there for about a year, and that was our introduction to the film industry. We were on set, PAs, various different movie features and TV shows and movies of the week. And it was like every horrible job wrapped up into one job. It was like security standing in crew park. It was like, you know, physical manual labor. It was like garbage detail, and you were sort of there at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, and so it was really long days and ridiculous.
And just to fill in what everyone's thinking, sanitation.
Exactly. Yes, yes. I kind of did Finn's job in Vancouver. And then we came back down after Vancouver for a year or so. My wife, Kristen Young, and I came down to LA to pursue, you know, more film work, but tried to see the other side of it and see the post-production side. And that's where we really fell in love with doing this, you know, doing the editing work here, because it was definitely the place to see a film come together. Like, mm-hmm. being on set is not very glamorous, you know, not that we were after a glamorous job at all, but it was just, you see the sort of, you know, grips and the lighting people and the rigging and all that stuff. And it's not very creative. It is for the department heads, everybody on set. But for us, it was like, wow, it's kind of going to be a long, hard slog to get there. And we're only here for a year. So we got to figure out a different way to do this. And so we moved down to Los Angeles and pursued post-production and editing, and basically, you know, started in features, and then worked out that all the, you know, working in feature films is the way to go, because you get to see the film made and see it come together with all the visual effects and music and telling stories. It's really, you know, it's like being a kid in a candy store and you see the movies come together.
Well, I find it surprising,
yeah,
that you've sort of worked your way up to be, you know, an associate editor with no training, like, well, and not even a goal to be that.
That's interesting. The goal kind of was to be that. I mean, I'm still sort of working on that goal. I'm still wanting to be a film editor and edit feature films and, you know, edit anything, really. The funny thing is, like, I never did that at uni or anything like that. My background was music. I studied music and then did a sort of a left or a right turn and ended up doing film work, just because, you know, doing the music thing was such a hard thing as well, and I never figured out how to make money doing that, so, you know, make a living. So doing the editing work was, you know, basically you learn on the job here. You start in sort of a very low position, a production assistant position, and which is great. It's a good learning ground. You get to learn, you know, everything along the way, and then slowly progress up the chain of command, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And get it, and then once you become an apprentice editor, it's a union position, so you get slightly better pay, and then you can become an assistant editor, and so on and so forth. And there's just a progression there that it takes time, and there's a lot of other departments that there's different requirements for how long it would take. But with editing, it's definitely something to, I, you know, for me, it was something that I learned on the job. You can definitely go to film school and you'd be way ahead of me where I started if you had done that, but for me it was just my path, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess you've worked your way out from, like, bringing coffees to people.
Exactly right.
To now where you're almost at a point where you can throw it back in their face because it's not the right temperature.
I would never do that, but I could. Exactly right. Maybe I should do that. Maybe it would get me further faster.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.